There's been a lot of talk about mitochondria lately. You had RFK Jr. claiming as he walked through an airport he can, quote, see kids who are mitochondrial challenged. Now, RFK Jr., unless he's developed a superpower to see inside living cells at 40 yards past TSA, no, you can't diagnose that. On the other end of the spectrum, you have Peter Attia, the current longevity guru of billionaires, doing three-hour podcasts on mitochondrial decline and longevity, all while hawking some AG1. And in between, there's an entire wellness universe selling mitochondrial detox powers, peptides, resets, cleanses, and basically everything except mitochondrial reality. So why are we talking about them? Because it turns out, mitochondria are the reason we age, get old, and lose our health span. So today, we are going to talk mitochondria reality, and why mitochondria matter, what they do, how we age, and what you can do to keep them really healthy without buying powdered unicorn horn from the internet. And please, don't be like RFK Jr. Let's stick with the science. Today, we're making sense of the madness of mitochondria. I'm Dr. Terry Simpson, your chief medical explanationist, and this is 4Q. Fork University, where we bust myths, make sense of the madness, and explain that complicated world of food and medicine without the woo. Inside every single cell of your body, except for red blood cells, live tiny structures called mitochondria. They're like their own little organ, and they behave like a mini cell inside your own body. They have their own set of DNA separate from the cell's DNA. They divide independently and they act independently. But what they are really important for is they run the energy production of your cell and your life. By the way, you inherit mitochondria from your mother, which is why mitochondrial DNA is so useful for tracing ancestry. And because the mitochondrial DNA is pretty hardy, we can actually get mitochondrial DNA almost from fossils. About 1.5 billion years ago, a primitive cell swallowed a bacteria, and instead of ingesting it, they became symbiotic. One saying, you make energy and I'll keep you safe. And that swallowed bacterium became the forerunner of what we call mitochondria today. But more important, that ancient merger between a single-celled organism swallowing another that became symbiotic was the start of complex life, making all of us possible. Now, what do mitochondria do without the biochemistry? Here's a version that won't give you flashbacks to college biochem. Mitochondria take glucose from your food, from your body, and turn it into ATP, the energy molecule your cells use to lift your weights, pump your heart, fire a neuron, whether it be in your brain or in your toe, and heal tissue. Now, ATP supplements exist, and they don't work. If ATP worked orally, TikTok would be full of glowing people. The only way you can really get ATP usefully is by having your mitochondria make it from the universal currency of metabolism, glucose. Now, there are young mitochondria, and there are old mitochondria. And here's the difference. Young mitochondria are like my teenage son. He's energetic, he's fast, he's resilient, annoyingly efficient. And old mitochondria, they kind of remind me of that 14-year PhD student who knows where every coffee shop on campus is, drinks too much caffeine, has written absolutely nothing on his dissertation since 2011, but likes to flirt with the co-eds and wants to have that fatherly figure too. Well, you know. Old mitochondria are slow, but they leak oxidative waste, lots of inflammatory tissues. They cause mutations. They become unreliable. And here's a kicker. Mitochondria constantly fuse with one another, and they divide. And if a damaged mitochondria fuses with a healthy one, it's like pouring spilled milk into a fresh gallon of milk. You don't get half fresh milk. You don't get all fresh milk. You get one giant ruined bit of milk. That's why mitochondrial aging accelerates cellular aging. Your body has a way to clean up old mitochondria. It's called mitophagy. Sounds like autophagy, but it's specific to mitochondria. And it's a process where our cells have this great recycling process where they clean out old damaged mitochondria, replacing them with new ones. But as we age, the ability to clean out those old mitochondria become old, The cleanup crew becomes kind of tired. Broken mitochondria stay in the system. Dysfunction spreads, and the decline is one of the fundamental drivers of aging. Now, aging mitochondria don't just underperform, they cause mischief. They leak oxidative stress molecules. They confuse normal cell signaling, triggering retrograde signaling, which is distressed messages back to the nucleus of the cell, changing gene expression in dangerous ways, meaning that can actually promote pathways that cancer cells use, increase resistance to chemotherapies and other therapies. It supports metastasis, and it drives chronic inflammation. So when the balance of fission and fusion fall apart, mitochondrial chaos becomes cellular chaos. Aging mitochondria aren't innocent. They actively sabotage tissue. Let me give you an example in the brain. Now, your brain depends on mitochondria more than almost any other organ. The neurons use a massive amount of energy. So when mitochondria slow down, thinking slows down. Memory fades, synapses weakens, inflammation rises. You move more slowly. You move more hesitantly. In Alzheimer's disease, for example, mitochondrial dysfunction shows up early, even before major amyloid buildup. Damaged mitochondria worsen the inflammation in the brain, disrupt neuronal communication, and accelerate decline. And even blood tests can show this. Older adults with weaker mitochondrial function often perform worse on memory tests, while stronger mitochondrial performance predicts a lower dementia risk. Put it simply, healthier mitochondria, healthier brain. So why do we age? We age because our mitochondria age. Now, we've talked in the last two episodes about NAD. People wanted to top off the NAD tank, and sounds clever, but it just doesn't reverse aging. And we talked about urolithin A, which is an interesting molecule because it improves endurance a little bit, but it doesn't restore youth. What actively people are looking for is a mitochondrial reset switch, which we don't have yet. We want to have young mitochondria. Well, there are things we can do that actually improve mitochondrial health. Let's start with resistance training. When you lift weights or push resistance in any form, your mitochondria literally are upgrading themselves. Not only do you make better mitochondria, they remodel. They have a stronger respiratory capacity. They make ATP more efficiently. They're more resilient. They are better with all of those oxidative stress molecules. And that happens in either young people or adult people. And what's more, resistance training builds new myonuclei, which are control centers that stick around for life and help you adapt faster next time you train. Yes, muscle memory is real, and mitochondria is part of the reason. You need examples of resistance training? Dumbbells, resistance band, bodyweight squats, wall sits, push-ups, Pilates, kettlebells, chair-based resistance for older adults. If you push against force, you're building mitochondria. Now, before anyone asks, no, vinyasa yoga is not resistance training. I know, it's my favorite exercise. And yes, I've tried to convince myself that holding downward dog for 30 seconds counts as hypertrophy. But my yogi, Swan, does the power yogi interval thing where suddenly you're doing planks, lunges, and warrior poses at Mach 3. And by the end, I'm sweating like I'm defending my PhD thesis. So technically, I get some strength work, but let's be honest. If you ever hear me brag about yoga being my resistance training, just pat me on the head and hand the dumbbell a dumbbell. How about zone 2 exercise? That's good. So what is zone 2 exercise? Now you can get some wearables like a Whoop or a Withings and you can see it. But basically, if you can talk, but you can't sing and you're doing some exercise, that's great for mitochondria. Sleep is a mitochondria's powerhouse. That's when mitochondria become repaired, clean out the old mitochondria. Sleep is your superpower. We're going to have an entire episode about sleep later on. Mediterranean diet. Wow. Yep, once again, it's protective, it's anti-inflammatory, it's proven. Now, there are other things you can do. Here's what makes things worse. High blood sugars, high blood pressure, high LDL, they all destroy mitochondria at a record speed. Take high glucose in patients who have uncontrolled diabetes. Think of them as caramelizing proteins. Think of hypertension or high blood pressure as blasting organs like a fire hose hitting a garden. Think of the high cholesterol, that oxidized LDL inflames arteries. Now, we've known about high blood pressure since FDR. Unchecked high blood pressure destroys longevity, and now we have better medications. Aging is chemistry. It's not mystery. Okay, you're going to hear some influencers insist insulin resistance is the root of everything and that keto or carnivore solves aging, depression, autoimmune disease, and probably your taxes. Peter Attia and Taubes championed this model years ago. They funded rigorous studies, and the model failed. There's no metabolic advantage to low-carb eating. There's no magical fat burning, no insulin trick, and mitochondria actually age a little faster with low-carb diets. But the coaches that you'll find on TikTok, Instagram, and everywhere else didn't change their program. They just changed their affiliate links. What about alcohol? Alcohol generates oxidative stress that hits mitochondria like a wrecking ball. It damages mitochondrial DNA, disrupts the fission and fusion process of mitochondria, slowing recycling. You know that hangover? It's your mitochondria saying, please don't do that again. Now, this has been kind of a graduate level mitochondria stuff, but you probably figured out that some people use mitochondria and mitochondrial disease the way Deepak Chopra uses the word quantum as some mystical placeholder for whatever they can't explain. It's a God of the gaps thing again. But mitochondria are real. They drive inflammation, metabolism, cancer risk, cognitive function, and energy. Understanding them and keeping them healthy helps us age better. Your mitochondria are trying. Help them out. Research and writing for this episode were done by me, Dr. Terry Simpson. And while I'm a board-certified physician, I am not your physician. If you're going to change your diet, please see a doctor and a registered dietitian. And for God's sake, if you're undergoing surgery or seeing your doctor, tell them about every single supplement you take. All Things Audio come from my friends at Simpler Media and the chief mitochondrion himself, Mr. Evo Terra. As always, Producer Girl Productions turned what started out as a graduate-level biochemistry rant into something hopefully you can actually use. Please subscribe and rate the show and follow me on Substack at drsimpson.com, where you'll find the full breakdown and references, and your doctor's orders and 4Q.com, whichever one you like. Have a great week. Take care of your mitochondria. They're working hard, even when you're resting. Hey, Evo, how are your mitochondria doing?
Well, after this episode, I've got a whole new plan. Sleep more and get my mitochondria to quit drinking. Right? Yeah, let's go with that.